Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is good to be in the house of the Lord. It is good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Like that. It's good when we can say that. Amen. Well, tonight it seems that the Lord is indicating for us to pray for those who might be sick, those who are not feeling well, not here in this group, but also those who are in their homes, those of someone that you might know, brother, sister, or whoever. We're going to reach out and pray for them as well. Before I go further, I should mention to the group here that Sister Dot Lowe is back on camp. And it was encouraging to hear the results from that our brother Greg Olson received. That was a blessing too.
Amen.
We've prayed and we've asked the Lord. We believed and He did answer our prayers.
Amen.
Before we proceed further, I would just like to insert a little bit of advisory, if you will. And somebody asked me the question, why aren't there as much healings in North America as there are in the third world countries? I don't know exactly what they were thinking, but I was thinking, well, there are some things that we need to be reminded of. This is not something that we don't know, but I would like to take this opportunity to remind us that we are all participants. We are all participants in this great move of God, what He's doing. And in the beginning of 1948, God was doing tremendous things. And you know what? He has not stopped. He is still doing healings and miracles and deliverances and so forth. But this is just an observation that many times when people come up here for prayer, those of in the congregation, we want to ask of you just to be there with our eyes closed and just looking to the Lord for the healing of those who are coming up front here, and not to be looking around or have our eyes open. You see, we need to focus. We need to focus what God is doing. If we can really focus on the Lord, we can experience that touch of healing and miracles and deliverance. We must realize in the presence of God, nothing is impossible.
Amen.
Do we believe that?
Amen.
That's why we're going to pray for people tonight. Because we believe that 110%. More than 100%. We believe that. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Are you ready to go the distance with a brother or sister that comes up front here? And for those intercessors, well, I might as well call up the intercessors immediately up front. Call up those with the gift of faith, those with the gift of healing. Can you just step up front here? If you don't mind, just be up front here, and if we could look to the Lord. And in the meanwhile, for those who are listening to us, we are cognizant of the fact that people from all over the world, just come up on stage if you don't mind, people from all over the world that are streaming this here, so this is going into homes. And for those of you who may be sick in your home, God and His anointed can reach to you tonight. It's evening here in the United States. It may be morning in India and morning in some countries like Africa. God has blessed those people. He's already given them the beauty of the sunrise. So we want you to tell you, if someone is sick in your home, we're thankful that this could reach to your home. Amen?
Amen.
We hope you. Can we get an amen from the group in here?
Amen.
Amen to those of you in your home. If there's a pain in your side, just rest your hands as the prayer of faith goes out and believe the Lord. Believe the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Do not doubt God. If we doubt the Lord, we will not see those things. The man at the gate, beautiful, he was crippled for many, many years, and he was in and out and so. Well, you know, I'll be bold enough to say to this group here, I don't care how many doctors we might have seen. I don't care what the doctor's report is. I don't care what happened. I want to say that we must believe the report from the Word of God. We must stand on that. We must stand on that. Our duty is to exercise that faith in God. Faith that would rather die than give in. Do not give up. Do not give in. If it's God's will to take us, that's fine too. We have to reach to that place. But very often, we do not want to give up. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Isaiah chapter, I'm just going to read. You could listen to this. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? This is not the doctor's report. This is what the scripture is saying here. And mind you, we do not criticize doctors. We appreciate the doctors. We appreciate medical facilities and medical technology. And like one doctor has a sign, a little label on his jacket. He says, I treat, God heals. Ultimately, healing comes from God. Amen. And so we have to believe God on that. And healing comes from Him. So if you're sick and afflicted, just feel free as the Spirit of God begins to move. Just like the pool of Bethesda, when the stirring of the water there. And this was this man, he was outside that pool. And that right now, that area in Jerusalem, it's all dried up. You know, it's quite bricky and it's just an archaeological site. But right now, we are here at the pool of Bethesda. We are here where the Spirit of God will move among us. And something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. And we have to believe God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we dispel every doubt, every unbelief, everything that will come across our pathway, Lord, to cause us to spring from the spiritual right into the natural, into the logical. Lord, we pray you'll displace those things. And Father, we pray you cleanse our hearts and wash us in the blood of Christ. Make us every whit whole in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you'll captivate our minds, our thoughts, and bring us right into your divine presence. Oh Lord, for you have given us this opportunity to dwell within the level of the divinity, that we can prove the power of God, and by the anointing, Lord, that you saturate our beings, move from heart to heart and from life to life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for doing this, Lord. We want to believe you, Lord. Help thou our unbelief, and we thank you as we come into your presence, as we are here in your presence, Lord. May the spirit of expectation just arise from our hearts. May the spirit of expectation just come from within, Lord, and realizing that thou art God and there is none else beside you. Thank you, for Lord, for blessing the service as we have already prayed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, one thing I love about the Lord, sometimes we feel that we have to prime the pump in order to build this anointing. No, the Lord has already been here. Before we enter those here, before we enter those doors, can you not feel the presence of the Lord?
Amen.
Is there a witness in the house today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we have good news for you. I tell you what, we could have been doing if we're not here to waste time. Because God is not here to waste our time. Do we believe that?
Amen.
I know some of us could have been on a beach somewhere or holidaying in Hawaii or somewhere somehow. But we choose to be with the people of God at this camp. And there's glorious things that are happening. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. We do not want to be in that place. We want to esteem him. And so surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. That speaks directly to the cross of Jesus Christ. He died for our suffering. He died for your suffering. That's why he died. You mean Jesus Christ, sent by God the Father, sent to this earth, and he paid the price, not only for our salvation, he paid the price for our healing. He paid the price for our deliverance. He paid the price for us. Hallelujah. I thought I'd see some people jumping around here. Praise the Lord. And I tell you what, every drop that was shed on Calvary, it was shed for our healing. Amen. And every time we partake of that communion, we are reminded of that. And every time we think of the cross, let the scenes of the cross just come before us that we can see, yes, and know that that price was paid, that we are healed in his name. And verse 5, the famous verse, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And everybody say it with me. By his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's by the anointing and by the Spirit this work is being done. It's not of man. And that's the second thing. I know I gave a little bit of advisory just now, but there's always something to advise people on. The second thing we wanted you to realize, it does not matter who lay hands upon you. These hands, our hands are just human hands. Physically, just human. It's the hand of the Master that is going to touch you. It's the nail-scarred hands of Calvary that will touch you and will heal you. And you will know him by the nail scarred in his hands, and you'll know him by that touch. And you will leave this place. We are believing God. We are believing God that nobody sitting in this place will leave those doors without being touched from the Master. The touch of the Master's hand. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask you, while those who are blessed with that wonderful gift of healing and of faith, as they stand with us here, to stand with you. Listen, we are a family of God. That's what I love about this family. You know, we are a family of God. And we've got God our Father. We've got one Father. There's no one in this room should be considered fatherless. We have a Father. We have a common Father. Yes, and he is concerned about us. Are you feeling a pain? Are you experiencing some discomfort and some things, you know, these things come our way. It drives a fear up in our hearts, and we need to learn to get into that realm where we can rebuke that fear and call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask you, if you're able to stand, please do so. We're going to look to the Lord. We close our eyes, enter in, and just reach out and touch the Lord here as he passes by. Oh, hallelujah. He's right here. He's right here, people. His presence is right here. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy. No, he's right here. Reach out and touch him tonight. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song together. Somebody can sing.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He bests His vine. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to supply.
Reach out
and touch the Lord as He passes.
Let's sing it again. Reach out and touch the Lord.
Out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by.
While we are here, the presence of the Lord is here, beyond a shadow of a doubt. We're going to ask those in the congregation that are standing in need of prayer. We want you to take a bold step. Just come up front here. We want to ask the brethren just to come with you and we will pray with you. That's about it, folks. That's why we are here. We are here to pray for you. That's why you come to camp. We are here to pray for you. Whatever is your aches and pains. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And some of us, without even hands being laid upon us, we will feel that touch and know that God is touching us. Sometimes it's not necessary for human hands to be laid, because the Lord would already do a work here. Let's sing it again, and let's enter in. Those in the congregation, just stand with this. Those in your homes, streaming this broadcast, streaming here, you can reach out and touch the Lord. If there's any pain in any particular way, the anointing of the Lord is flowing. All over the world, He's moving. Hallelujah. Reach out. Let's sing it again.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And while the brethren are praying for those that are around here, you just, as you enter in here, and while those that are interceding and exercising the gift of faith, I'm going to ask you just to stretch your hands out to these people. Just stretch your hands out. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. We're going to sing that song again. Reach out and touch the Lord here.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
I'm going to ask about a TED book. Can you just come? Hallelujah. For those on this side here who are reaching out in faith and in claiming that gift of healing, and you need healing yourself, just step forward here and the brethren will pray for you. And after prayer, you can step back in. Amen. Just step forward, and then I don't like to use the word step backward, but you know what I mean. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. I believe, Lord, I believe.
Like to ask prayer for someone in the High Point Church and their entire family. It's Debbie Danko, Tina, Jessica, and Tommy. And thank you.
Amen. Let's agree in prayer for our sister Debbie Danko and her family, Jessica and
Tommy Joe.
Those names. Well, the Lord knows those names. Let's just believe God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father and God, we thank you that such a request is laid before you. And Lord, we bundle our faith together as one man faith. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, upon the authority of your word, it said, if we believe, all things are possible. Father, we thank you, for we are more than two and three here. And we thank you wherever your people are gathered, you're there in the midst. Lord, we thank you that your hands will be extended to minister to this family. Whatever their need is, whether it be healing, oh God, whatever their exact need is, we pray you'll reach out to them and touch them in Jesus' name, because we know there is no distance in prayer. Father, we come to you with the faith of the centurion that comes to you on behalf of his servant. And we know, we say, Lord, just say the word and those people will be healed. And so we thank you for doing it now in Jesus' name, because we believe you. We acknowledge your presence. Lord, we thank you. We acknowledge your power here tonight. And we thank you that you are wonderful and working among your people. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. 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 I have a request here before you. I'm asking for prayers for my mother, Ruth Cornell. She is at the place where decisions need to be made as to whether she can remain in assisted living or be moved to a full care nursing home. I talked with her this afternoon, and many of the things the Lord has been speaking to us, her heart about, are things that have been ministered to us at camps. Mother asked for a healing touch in her legs and for her strength in her body, and also ask for God's wisdom and peace to guide us through this time and through the decisions to be made. She sends her love to all and thanks to each one of you for prayer. Is Sandy here? Sandy, can you just step forward here? Yes. We're going to reach out. I'm going to ask one of the brother Ted, can we just pray with Sandy? Just stretch your hands out. Sandy is a point of contact to her mom. You know, the scripture says, believe on the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Bob.
I'm here, dear.
Yeah. So let's just reach out as our brother Ted pray for our sister Ruth Cornell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Glory Father, indeed our sister desires, needs answers. She is one with her husband, Bob.
Amen.
Oh God, we pray that the answers will come equally to both.
Amen.
And that answer will be in
Amen.
Unity
yes,
and
Lord.
Singularity.
Amen.
Yes. Heavenly
Amen.
Father, we desire that the answers
yes.
will be very clear.
Yes,
Amen.
God,
Hallelujah.
If it is possible, put a billboard up there in front of them to read. Like, number one, number two, number three.
Amen.
And there's the answer.
Amen.
Make it that plain, O God.
Hallelujah.
We pray. In Jesus' name,
amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for your answers.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise
Thank
God.
You. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen. While we are here standing together, is there any other that would you have a request?
Brother.
Here and now. Amen. Just come.
Oh,
Brother Ewald, that's very good. Amen. Amen.
Well, and Patty Neve.
Ewald and Patty Neve. Can we have two more of the brethren up front here? PJ, can you come up front here?
Can we also pray for Brother Terry Miller going to the islands? This is his first
yes.
time.
Yes. So, Terry Miller and
Rick. Rick.
Amen. Amen. It seems like the church needs a complete overhaul here.
Yeah.
Now we have to really pray.
Amen.
And it's possible. Amen?
Amen?
Let's not give up on that. Amen. Praise
yeah.
God.
What should
so,
I pray for now?
Yeah.
Buddy and Irene.
Buddy and Irene. Let's be described for the moment.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Terry Miller.
What's the name?
I don't
okay.
Hannah.
Hannah?
Hannah.
Okay, Hannah. Pray for Hannah.
And what else? Somebody said something.
We pray for Terry Miller going to the islands.
Before that, somebody said something.
And
right?
Davis.
And Davis.
Davis.
Buddy and Irene Waldrop.
Yeah.
Lynn Stevens. Well, we can do a spontaneous prayer sheet right now, what we're doing here. Amen. Any other requests out there? Say it now.
Anita
Love.
Okay, and Marie Baston.
Marie Baston and Oki.
Charlie Cox.
Charlie Cox.
And James.
Do they have to be in the body to be my dad?
Yes.
Name.
What's his name?
Tom.
Thomas Lowe.
Tom Lowe.
Sydney Reed.
Okay, Wendy Reed here.
Sydney.
Brittany.
Cindy Reed, right?
Cindy Reed.
Sorry. And who else?
No, I was just repeating.
Okay, yeah.
There was a Brittany.
David Gabrick. Wow.
Samantha Besler. She goes into surgery next Tuesday. My daughter.
Yes.
What's the name?
And Greg to Andy.
Okay.
What's the name, Wendy?
Samantha.
Yes. Dark, his last name? Dark.
Okay. D-I-R-K?
Yes.
Oh. Remember the Emerson family?
The Emerson family.
Wow. How are we going to pray for this?
Well, we're going to get through this. Don't worry. God is going to get through this. Don't worry.
Each one?
Ken Kechter.
Keep coming.
Vic Levinson.
We don't want to miss anybody in the house.
Vic Levinson.
Yes, just right now, Dale Prasad. Yeah, thank you.
We already prayed for you.
Yeah,
son.
Okay, we already prayed for Dale.
With Dan.
Bryce. Dwight Hammerling. Ann Kaufman.
Ann and Roland and Bridget Bourne.
Roland and Bridget Bourne.
Richard
Haney. Okay, Richard Haney.
Brother Robert, Vic Levison. Vic Levison.
Okay, Vic Levison. That's from the Out West.
British Columbia.
Deborah Plett.
Scott Peters.
Yes, don't be afraid. Just say it now. Say it now. Pardon me?
Doug Olson.
Diante. Mm-hmm. We don't want anybody to be missed here.
Diante.
T-H-E.
Thomas Olson.
But he's out.
Randy Simpson.
Maldi Zilke.
Turn the page. Just keep writing. Oh, we'll just get another page here. We're running out of pages, but that's fine. Start over here now. Pardon me?
Lauren
Perdue.
I didn't hear the name after Thomas Olson.
Randy Simpson. Lauren Perdue.
Did you get Greg
Davis? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, sure.
Okay.
And Marion just said it's right here. No, let's write it over here. So we pray for her.
Yeah.
Well,
she's here.
Yeah, she's here.
She's in the choir and didn't come up.
Okay.
So we need to pray for her. Lay hands on her.
First strike.
Carlin and Efren and Andy.
Pardon me?
Carla and Efren. They pray for jobs.
What? Mm-hmm. Carla Efren.
Ada Dumer. My daughter-in-law.
Ada Dumer.
David and Shirley Martin.
David and Shirley Martin. David and Shirley.
Did you get Rhonda Robertson?
Rhonda? No, I don't think so.
She's my sister.
Okay.
What did that Susan say?
Rhonda.
Rhonda Robertson.
Luna.
Yes.
Luna. Robertson.
Luna. Okay.
Luna?
Luna, yes.
Neil Lockhart.
Lockhart.
James Wilkerson.
James Wilkerson.
Ted Book.
My son.
Ted Book.
From Verna Hurley, assistant.
Okay. Verna Hurley.
Verna?
Verna. V-E-R-N.
Gary and Kathy Wilkerson.
Vernon where?
I didn't.
What is Vernon where?
Vernon. Hurley. Hurley.
Hurley.
Kathy and
Gary and Kathy Ballou.
Gary and Kathy Ballou. How do you spell the Ballou?
V-A-L-E-U.
V-A-L-E-U. E-U. Melody Zilke.
We got her.
No, I don't think we got her yet.
No, we didn't get her. Yeah.
You didn't get her?
That's no.
What they said.
No.
Teresa. Yeah.
Teresa Rudolph.
Yes.
Thomas Courtney.
And me?
Thomas
Courtney. Thomas Courtney. Thank you for your patience, but don't worry. We're going to get through all of these names. Don't stop until we've exhausted all the names.
Man.
And Tim Rosenberg.
Tim Rosenberg.
Amen.
Ross Dorsey.
After Tim Ward.
Ross Dorsey.
Mary Buck. Miss Harsh.
Mary Buck. Can you hear that?
Chloe Calvin.
Chloe Calvin.
Chloe.
Chloe, C-L-O-E.
Delaine Patterson.
Chloe what? Yeah.
Chloe, C-L-O-E.
Oh, what's the last name?
Chloe, last name? That's a difficult one to spell.
Okay, I'll just write Chloe, it's okay.
He's a school teacher, so we wanted to get it. Anything. Yeah, somebody's saying it.
Delaine Patterson.
Pardon me?
Delaine Patterson.
Delaine Patterson, yes, that's.
My granddaughter's
here. Yeah, we'll pray for her since she's here.
Praise God.
Pardon me? Ruth?
Parmesan.
Luke. Sorry.
Carmesi? With a C?
Robert.
Gray
family.
Gray
family.
Start over here now. Start the new page. There's no page over here.
Carol
start
and Philip Cornell.
Who?
Carol and Robert. Philip and Cornell.
Terrell. Terrell. Terrell.
Cornell.
Rodney Hodges.
Jerry's children. Carol
okay.
And Philip Cornell.
Martha Chinnis.
Chinnis.
Brooke and Daniel Turner.
Brooke and Daniel.
Brooke and Daniel Turner.
Christine Peters.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Brooke and?
Brooke and Daniel Turner.
Hodges.
Yes, we have. Yeah, William and Gray.
Gray,
yeah.
Marion.
William and Gray.
William
Marion.
Gray, Marion.
Jimmy Wright.
Okay. I'm getting there.
Jimmy Wright.
Christine Peters, he said.
Jimmy Wright.
Brittany Rice.
Christine Peters.
Brittany what?
Brittany Rice.
Brittany Rice.
This is Christine Peters?
Yes. Some
Brittany Rice.
Okay, Jimmy Wright, you have that name down.
Donna Snoke.
Jennifer Stripling.
Jennifer Stripling. Next. Kimberly.
Watson.
Watson.
Myrna Collins from the Vancouver Assembly.
Pardon me?
Myrna Collins.
Okay.
Myrna
Collins. M-E-R-N.
How to spell it?
Myrna, M-Y-R-N-A.
M-Y-R-N-A.
Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
Collins.
Amen. Any?
Bob Watson.
Have we covered it for
Brenda
now?
Jones.
Pardon me?
Brenda Jones,
yeah.
Could you include all the sons and daughters that have, used to be in the church that have gone out of the church?
Okay, that's a good.
Yes, okay.
Somewhere else as a
sons and daughters.
Could you include
my son? I left the church, right?
Thank you very much. I know names are trickling in.
Mike and Sherry.
Yeah.
Mike.
A couple more names there.
Yeah. Sorry, Jen. Okay, Carol, we got it.
Can I just say a word?
Sure.
Mike.
As we're preparing to pray for these names, I would have to say this is a very unusual thing the Lord has led us into. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it or even strange, but it is unusual. It's not something that I've been a witness to. Consider the number of names that have come up here so far. Mm. Far more names than are represented by individuals in this room. And to me, this is the operation of the church as a priesthood.
Man.
Those who come before the Lord on the behalf of others. And it's amazing to me the number of people that we touch is a very small group, but think of all these names that have come before, and I'm sure there are many more. And so as we pray, keep that in mind, that we are well able to exercise the office of a priest collectively and together as a church. I hope I'm right in saying
Amen.
It that
That's
way.
Right. You are right.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with extending that which a church has
Amen.
To many.
Amen. Thank you, Bill. Amen. Maybe if... Pardon me?
Ray Loggins.
Can you write down the name Ray Loggins here?
R-A-Y?
R-A-Y, Ray Loggins. And maybe, would she want to have a seat there? As soon as we finish with this, we'll come back to her. It's still, those of you, if you continue to being able to stand, it's fine. But if you feel more comfortable being seated, because we know some of you have been standing for a while, that's okay.
The way in process of praying for this,
just lay hand on the sheet.
Just the thought of being able
to yes, yeah.
Or we could just say the names on one sheet, and then you say the names here, and you say the names here,
well,
as we or just not say anything.
Yes, just play on the sheet. Yes,
play on the sheet. Better.
Yeah. So what are we going to do? We're just going to lay our hands on these sheets here. There are a few sheets that are in front of us with names. The beauty about it, God knows the names.
Yes.
And He knows their numbers.
Lord.
He knows their address. He knows their needs.
Yes.
And He says, while we are asking, He is answering. We must put our trust in the Omnipotent and the Omnipotence. God, he's the one. He knows far more details. We ourselves don't know details of our own selves. Do we know that? We don't know. But God knows it, right? So we're going to believe God. Just stretch your hands out as we pray for these ones here.
Amen.
There's a tremendous overflow that the Spirit of God
yes.
has brought us. That the prayer reaches and touches. Our God hears and answers prayer.
Amen.
The God of Daniel,
Hallelujah.
The God of Ezekiel,
Hallelujah.
The God of old is the same. He's the same yesterday,
yes.
today, and He'll be the same tomorrow.
Amen.
So let's agree. Let's believe God. Close your eyes. Focus on the Lord. Just
Amen.
Focus. Let's zoom in here. We have to get a breakthrough.
Yes.
The walls
Amen.
Are crumbling
God.
Down in
hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Things are happening in
hallelujah.
The Spirit. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory,
glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory. Praise God.
Glory
Let's
God.
Agree as we pray here.
Praise
hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Our loving Heavenly Father, yes, we have come to Thee in faith, Lord, humbling ourselves in Your presence for these people. Lord, each individual, You know better than us, O Lord, what they're going through in their body, in their spirit, in their life. Their struggles are very familiar to You, O Lord. We as the body of Christ come together, Lord, and bring the supplications to You tonight to all of these people, O Lord, we pray. Touch them, O Lord, we pray. Even now, O God, may Your healing, Lord, flow through their lives, O Lord. Maybe they're thousands of miles away from us, O Lord. Yet Your Spirit can reach out to them, O Lord. Father, we come together in one faith, and we pray for these people. Lord, touch them, O Lord, we pray. Touch their body, touch their soul, touch their spirit. Make them whole in Your name, we pray. Thank You, O Lord. Especially we pray for those sons and daughters, Lord, whom we miss, O Lord, who have left the church for some reason or the other. We cry unto You, O God, even now, O Lord. Father, let the river flow into the desert of the lives, O Lord. Father, wherever they are now, let the anointing touch them, Lord. Let them come home. Request these prayers to You, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
And Marian is back in the room. And Marian, she's back in the room. Just pray for her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise
God. And touch.
Yes, Lord.
We ask You to touch our dear sister, Marian. Lord, for this situation where she's going to have this checked and worked on next week, and what procedure, Lord, she needs. Lord, this little cancer they found, Lord, is not, it's
oh God.
Lord, it's right before You. You know it.
Yes.
So Lord, we reach out and ask, Lord, that You will just touch and heal.
Amen.
Let there be no more inroads in her body.
Glory to God.
Lord, let this be just a speck.
Yes.
Lord, that You will take care of, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
And as she takes these treatments, Lord, we ask that they will be quick and to the point, and Lord, that it will be done.
Amen.
We ask for complete healing.
Yes, dear Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory
to
God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord,
Hallelujah.
For what You're going to do.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Heavenly Father, we realize that we are human.
Yes.
And humans do forget. Yes. There might be other names that are not on this list.
Lord God.
But there, God, You know the names.
Yes.
You know the names that might have come to memory after the fact.
Amen.
But Lord, we know there is no slippage with You.
No, Lord.
Because from everlasting to everlasting, You are God. And Lord, we thank You that You know everyone by name and by nature.
Amen.
You know the circumstances.
Amen.
Because You are the all-knowing God. And so, Lord, we pray for the absent ones. We pray for the ones whose names are not on this list.
Lord.
And we pray in Jesus' name that You will touch them.
Lord.
And Lord, that they may feel Your touch.
Yes.
Those that are, God, in the other countries, those that who have been streaming this service, touch them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And Lord, we thank You for proving Yourself great on their behalf.
Amen.
We thank You for being our Father. We thank You we can call upon You in the day of trouble and You will answer us.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that your presence, you set the cast our cares upon you.
Amen.
For you care it for us, dear
Amen.
Lord. And we cast all these cares upon you because we know you are the burden bearer. You are the one that cares. You are the one that understands.
Amen.
You are the one that sees the burdens
Amen.
and the heaviness, oh God.
Oh.
Lord, we thank you. You are the one that sees every teardrop.
Yes,
for tears are a language
yes,
that you understand,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
And so we bring these people before you. And in Jesus' name,
yes,
thank you, Lord. We thank you for doing
thank
a work.
Lord.
Thank you for this camp.
Yes.
Thank you for the good work that you've begun.
Amen.
That you will continue in the Spirit. In Jesus' precious name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for all the nations of the world, wherever they are, for every group of people, even those that are not part of nations,
yes,
every clan, every tribe, every people, everywhere, Father, that there can be a real revival in this
yes,
world
Lord.
Of yours.
Amen.
For the earth is
Amen.
The Lord's and the fullness
Amen.
Thereof, the world and they that dwell therein.
Oh
God, forget them not.
Glory.
Let us not
Glory.
Just think about our own families and the people in the
yes.
church. But let us pray for the entire world, oh God, that there can be such a change
Lord
in the hearts of the leaders of
Lord
these
Lord
nations
Lord.
That these people can bow their knee before thee and come to know that Jesus Christ died upon that cross
Lord.
For every single human being.
Amen.
And we're praying, oh God, that your mercy will reach out
Amen.
In this direction.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, tonight
yes.
for this wonderful service.
Yes.
Oh God, for the renewing
Hallelujah.
Of our own faith in thee again
Hallelujah.
Once more. And we
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for you're our God. You're our God. You're our God. The Father of us all and the Maker of every man and woman and child who's ever been made, and even those that are yet to be made. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to pray for our little sister that is up front here, Brother Arts. Elson Denfield, his granddaughter.
She's got eye surgery on Friday.
Amen. We're going to pray for her. Yes, we could come down there. Is there a hand mic? Is there a hand mic? Let's believe the Lord. Can you stretch your hands out, this little one here, believing the Lord? And the scripture says in James 5:14, is there any sick among you? Let them call upon the elders of the church with the anointing of oil. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. If they've done anything wrong, it shall be forgiven. Hallelujah. This is no ceremony. This is simply God's word. We're believing him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Let it be.
Amen. Father, as we stand together, place our hands upon this young lady. Father, let your touch rest upon her, we pray. Let the work of your Spirit, Father, be complete in her. Let there be a correction of this condition that she has been having to deal with. Let it be left behind, Father, we pray. Let the touch of the Master rest upon her, we
yes,
pray,
Jesus.
Father. Touch her, Father, and may do a complete work in her, we pray, even tonight,
yes.
even in this hour, we pray,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Let this need be met until it is no longer
oh,
a part of her body, Father, at all.
Let, it be, Lord.
Let there be no longer
Lord.
any of these
Lord.
Symptoms at all,
Lord.
Father. Left with her, but let her know that the
yes.
hand of the Lord has
yes.
touched her and made her whole, we pray.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Okay. Oh, yes. Do we have the anointing oil here? Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We anoint you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lisa, we don't you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord, we've seen your beauty, your holiness.
Amen.
We have felt your presence, Lord.
Yes.
We have felt your stirring of the waters,
Amen.
O God.
Amen.
For Lisa tonight, Lord, we just ask that you will just touch her mightily.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, as this anointing oil, Lord, saturates her, Lord.
Oh,
Lord, this anointing just runs all over her body, Lord.
Amen.
We ask you, Lord, in that beautiful name of Jesus,
Amen.
That you will set this captive free.
Amen.
That you will heal her, Lord, from the top of her head to the bottom of her toes, Lord. Touch her lungs, Lord, and make her well.
Thank
you. Lord, whatever is amiss other than this, Lord, just give her a complete work over.
Amen.
Lord, you created her, and Lord, you can put her back together again. Lord, we ask this in the lovely name of Jesus, the name she loves and the one that we love. We ask, Lord, and you said ask anything in your name, and you'll do it. We claim that tonight for our sister. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Yes, we can sing that. In the name of Jesus, you know, we'll need somebody, two persons up here to help me. Some sing up and some sing down. I'm the middle guy. I sing upside down. So you'll need two persons, any two volunteer. Amen. Thank you, Steve. Is Pauline here? Is Amy here? I can call out names, you know, but I don't want to do that, right? So just, amen. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, what?
We have the victory.
In North Carolina, they say, what?
That's what?
What? Well, in I think it's in Minnesota, they say, you betcha. You betcha. In the name of Jesus, you've got the victory. Amen. Can we sing?
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we deliver out and lead. Who cares for what God can do? Who can tell of his love for you?
Says that if the same spirit that's been moving here dwell within our mortal bodies, that spirit will do something. What's that?
Quicken
our mortal bodies. If the spirit, let's sing it and let's believe God. Amen. Hallelujah.
If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Thank you.
I don't mean to be holding you up. I believe that the Lord has just given us, he knows what we need. He's just giving to us. I'd like us to, before we get the announcements, I know we are a little early in time, and so if we can just link our hands together. There's a beautiful song that we sang in the Philippines, and this just makes us pray for each other. And don't leave this camp. Just remember these requests. You go back to your room, the intercessors, we want to charge you to pray for these requests. Keep praying. Never stop praying. There was this beautiful song, "We Are One in the Bond of Love." Do we know this? I think, anybody else? You know it? Anybody else who knows? "We are one in the bond of love." Yes, just come. "We are one in the bond of love. We have joined our spirit to the Spirit of God, and we are one in the bond of love." And while they are coming up, I want to tell you a quick little story. This year we had the elders and deacons meeting in the Philippines, and towards the end they were singing the song. Actually, the Filipino brethren were the first to sing that I heard of in North Battleford in 1994 scripture studies. And we were there this year, Brother Andy Snook, and we had this elders and deacons. And towards the concluding of that elders and deacons, we stood together on our feet and we began singing this song, "We Are One in the Bond of Love." And it was a sight. I just looked over that group of people and I saw the tears just streaming down the eyes of both men and women, as though we were flooded together in the ocean of East Asia, Southeast Asia. Flooded. We are one in the bond of love. Isn't that what we are? And once we got that unity in the bond of love, we pray together, we cry together, we laugh together, we rejoice together, because we are one in the bond of love. Amen. Let's sing it to the glory of God.
We are one in the bond of love. We are one in the bond of love. We have joined our spirits with the Spirit of God. We are one in the bond of love. We are one in the bond of love.
May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may the fellowship of the Holy Ghost continue to rest, remain, abide with us, now and forevermore. And all God's people say,
amen.
And amen and amen. You can have your seat. You're not dismissed yet. We're bringing the cream on the cake now. The ice cream on the cake. Over to you, brother.
I'm not exactly sure how to take that, Robert, but I know you only meant it one way, so I'll take it that way. I want to just an observation that I was standing in the back just a few minutes ago, and maybe it's just my inability to be observant, but in years past. But I don't recall ever seeing, especially, you've been asked to stand for quite a bit of time and to be heavily involved, because each member is vital to the functioning of the body of Christ. That's what we are. We are joined together. But I was just blessed beyond measure to stand back there a few minutes ago and see everyone clapping their hands and entering in from front to back. And there was no one weary. You may feel tired, but they weren't showing it. So it's wonderful to see that. It's wonderful to see the flowing of the Spirit of God and the liberty that comes from that. And we have experienced that tonight. And here's the great thing. There's more. You know, I was reading scripture one time and I read it and I went, no, that can't be right. But it's where God instructs his people that when the tents are full, to stretch them further, extend the borders. So there's always more with God. So if that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will, right? All right, so enough of that. A couple of things. Tomorrow morning, and listen carefully, tomorrow morning at 6:30, there will be a brisk-paced early morning 5-mile hike. If you would like to participate, meet in the lobby at 6:30. We will, or let me rephrase them, they will miss breakfast, but plan to be back no later than 8:30. Now, I don't know if that's a.m. or p.m. They didn't specify. Please wear appropriate hiking shoes and bring a water bottle and a granola bar for breakfast. We or they will leave strictly by 6:35 a.m. This is all caps and triple underlined, not a leisure morning stroll. Please only come if you are properly prepared. If you have any questions about this, you may see Maria and blame her for that one. I understand that the ladies had a wonderful meeting yesterday, and I wanted to thank May and Cheryl Olson for all they did. There is another one scheduled for tomorrow. Susan Wingfield is responsible for kind of pulling that one together. We encourage the ladies as you fellowship together from 2:30 to 3:30 be sufficient time. That will also be in the Alpha Kappa room on the first floor. We started something here last year that was very successful, and we're going to continue it this year, and that is a men's gathering. It's important for the men of the church to be able to sit down and fellowship together. So we're going to have that tomorrow as well. And according to my notes, I believe that will be from 2, it may be a few minutes after 2, to 3 to 3:30 time frame, somewhere between 2 and 3. And that will be in the Lakeview number 2 room. We will rearrange that room just for that meeting, but then put it back for you, brethren, to have your meeting space. If you don't know where that is, it's on the first floor right beside of the cafeteria. Yes, for the ladies, 2:30 to 3:30. For the men, 2 to 3. Okay. Are the aerobics going to be held tomorrow, the water aerobics? They need music. Anybody have a portable CD player or maybe an iPhone with some music on it? Or or that's a handyman or somebody that can fix one. I don't. We can check. Did you check with the front office here to see? We can check on that. But that's 1 o'clock, correct? 1:15. Okay. Refreshments will follow. Our meeting here, of course, it'll be in the dining hall. It is 9:09. So it's early enough for us to, for those of you who want to go partake. The camp has made a campfire on the top of the mountain of Mount Caraway available to us tonight. It will not be available tomorrow, but it will be available again on Friday. Recommendations, if you choose to go, dress appropriately. Bring your flashlight, and there will be transportation up the hillside. I would recommend that if you're uncomfortable with a rocky ride, you may want to think about just hearing about it when people come back. or we can videotape it or something for you. But it's beautiful. I've been up there during the day, and it's, you know, again, this isn't the Rocky Mountains here. It's not even the Smokies or the Blue Ridge. But if you can't see it from here, but if you go up the hill just a little bit further, you can see it opens up, and you can see Caraway Mountain, such as it is. But you get up on the top, and there's an area that's been cleared. I guess it was actually cleared by some wildfires many years ago. But you can kind of look down into some valley areas. It's quite lovely. So we can't do it tonight, but you can certainly see the stars. So again, as we did last night, if 95 degree daytime temperatures aren't getting it done for you, you can certainly come up and stand by a roaring fire on the top of a mountain and enjoy that. Now, there's some additional information I know that David Hind is going to share with us. I'm sure you're excited to hear about this one.
Okay, with this camp, there's been lots of new activities. We've never had archery before or things like that. But one of the things that we have done in the past and we're going to do again is have our annual softball game. And so it's going to be Friday afternoon. The field is right next door to the swimming pool, for those that know where that is. And those who don't, you go up in the community, the center, and kind of on back, and then it's kind of back that way. It's just a quarter of a mile or so through the woods. They're on the road. The place here has said they will have a transportation to it for those that can't walk. There's also, you can drive to it or you can walk to it, so kind of follow the crowd. But it will start about 2, but I'm going to get out there at, you know, by 1:30, and we can start warming up, throwing the ball around, and practice hitting that type of thing. So that'll be Friday from 2 to about 3:30, depends on how it goes, on how bad the young people beat the old people or whatever, you know. And I'm one of the young people, by the way. And then Friday evening will be the normal service here, but the young people are going to go up to this mountain. They're going to go to the mountain. They're going to have a campfire, and we're going to have as many pizzas as they can possibly eat. And so they're going to have a gathering after the service Friday night, and more details will be worked out for that. But all the young people, you can plan on that for, you know, fellowship, fun, and food. Okay.
Are there any other announcements? Just for point of clarification, if you're interested in going up to the mountain tonight, meet in the lobby. We don't want this to detract from our time of fellowship down in the dining hall. So please don't just bypass that. Let's have some time together. There's going to be a little bit of time to make this happen. It's not that far. But we invite you to go. I think that Kingsport, I think, is hosting tonight. Is that correct, Ann? Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I was brought to my attention. I was supposed to take a picture at our young people's gathering this afternoon, as we have a few young people leaving us in the next, either tomorrow or shortly. So I would like all the young people that have been in our group to come to the front so I can take a picture of you all. And you're much prettier dressed now than you were earlier today anyway. So if I could have all of you come to the front and I'll snap a picture. Oh, they're going to do it without us closing in prayer. Maybe we should. Hey, let's just go. Come on up. Come on up, guys. This might be a good way to close this. What? No, it's in my case. My wife thought I forgot something, if you can believe that. Anyways, this is a wonderful group of young people that we have here, and we should be so proud of how they conduct themselves during this week. And we are so thankful that they have given of their time to put up with us type of thing. So, anyways, you know, Caleb's right here to close in prayer. Caleb is going to close, just because I love you, that's why.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this great week we have here at North Carolina Camp. Thank you for the testimonies and everything that we've learned throughout the week. Thank you for the prayers tonight. I hope everyone gets healed and everything is answered. Thank you, and let us have a really good rest of the week. Amen.
Amen. You're dismissed. I'm taking pictures. Let's see if this moves. Does this move a little bit?
Take your head cover.
A little bit. Okay. We're going to go three rows.